Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Sherman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Pesachim Daf Samech Vav Amud Bet near the bottom. Continuing with our discussion of those components of the Korban Pesach that are that trump Shabbat and are done even on Shabbat. Ashkachan Tamid Pesach D'Dachu Shabbat. So we found that the Korban Tamid, which is our starting point, and the Korban Pesach trump Shabbat. D'Dachu Tuma Menalan. Now we have a new issue, which is how do we know that if everybody is Tamei, the Korban Tamid is brought, and if everybody is Tamei, the Korban Pesach is brought. Amri, keichad yaliv Pesach v'tamid linyan Shabbat, hachinami yaliv tamid mi Pesach linyan tuma. So he said the starting point for Shabbat was the Tamid. As we said, the Olat Shabbat Batoa al Olat HaTamid. So the Tamid is brought on Shabbat. That involves Shechita and Zrikah, etc. And we learned Pesach from there. Similarly, we learned the Tamid from the Pesach as far as Tumah goes. Which means we now have to prove that the Korban Pesach should be brought, even if the whole nation is Tameh, be brought B'Tumah. Pesach Kufay Menal, and how do we know that? Amar B'Yochanan de Amar Kra. Ish ish kia tamei lanefesh. In the famous passage about Pesach Sheni, it says if an individual is tamei mate, then he doesn't bring, he brings Pesach Sheni. Ish didchel Pesach Sheni. So an only individual has Pesach Sheni. Ve'en tzibur nechel Pesach Sheni. But the community doesn't have a Pesach Sheni. It's only for individuals. Which means we have two options here. Option one is that if the tzibur is tamei on Pesach, they all bring it. The other possibility is they don't bring it at all. So he takes the first option, which is they bring it b'tumah. So ema ishin chel pesach sheni tzibur late la takanta lo pesach ishin pesach sheni. Shimon Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, your inference is fine, but perhaps the result is the opposite, that the tzibur has no option to bring it. So he says that proof doesn't hold. Elamar Shimon Lakish mehacha, which means we all know that the Pesach is brought b'tumah, meaning if a majority of the Kohanim, majority of the nation is tamei, Pesach is brought as is. What's the source? He has a different source. Mehacha, mishalchumim amechane kol tzara v'chol zav v'chol tamei lanafesh. Very famous passage in the beginning of Parshat Naso of Shiluach Tmeim, that we have to send the Tmeim out of the machane. However, a question is which machanem? We're going to go into all those details in this sugya. Now, the first inference, though, for our purpose of saying that Pesach is brought b'tumah is, Yomar Tmei Meitim V'Yomar Zavinu Mitzorain. Why doesn't the Torah just say, send out Tmei L'Nefesh, and I'll know that I have to send out Zav Mitzorah V'Ani Yomar. Im Tmei Meitim Mishtachin V'Mitzorain Lo Kol Shekein. If a Tmei Meit has to be sent out, certainly Zav Mitzorah, who we're going to argue are more severe, should be sent out. Why does the Torah have to add them in? There is a certain time that only Zavin and Mitzorayin are sent out and not Tmei Meit. Pesach haba b'tumah. You could have a Korban Pesach in which a majority of the nation are Tmei Meit and they're going to not be sent out of the camp because they're going to be doing the Pesach. Amar baye hachi lema nami omar zavu Tmei Meitim v'al yomar Mitzorah. So he said, according to that, the Torah should have just said Tmei Meit and Zav. And then I'll know that if a Zav always gets sent out, Tmei Meit might not always get sent out, then certainly Mitzorah will get sent out. But Yomar, Zav, Mishtalech, Mitzorah, Lo Kol Shekein, because the Mitzorah is the most severe, as we'll see. Ella, Yesh Lecha Shash, Mitzorah, Mishtalchim, Vein Zavim, Tmei Meitim, Mishtalchim. So according to you, Shimon Lakish, you're going to end up with some sort of a strange result, which is there could be a circumstance where Tmei Meit and Zavim don't get sent out, but Mitzorah does. Ve'ezezeh Pesach haba b'tumah. So then you're going to say that a Zav can also participate in Pesach haba b'tumah, but not a Mitzorah. Ve'chitei machinam, if you think that's true, v'atnan Pesach haba b'tumah lo yachlu menu Zavim Zavot nidot v'yoldot v'machlu p'turin. That a Zav does not participate in a Pesach Haba B'tumah. If he does, he's not Chayav for Tumat Mikdash, but he doesn't Lachatchila participate. So that your inference doesn't work. Alam Abaya Leola Mikra Kam. He says, let's go back to Rabbi Yochanan's Pasuk about Ish Ish. Imken Echto Achmana Ish Ish Kiya Tamei. The Torah just should have said, if somebody's Tamei, they get Pesach Sheni. La Nefesh Lamali. Why did it say La Nefesh, meaning Tmei Meit? Maybe it's there to tell you that only a Tmei Meit has Pesach Sheni, but other Tmeim don't. V'atanya chol yu osin pesach sheni yalat ve'metim shaya b'derech chalka. Maybe this text should be read with a strict construction that only a tmei mate and somebody who is far away can have pesach sheni. Zavina v'tzorayin v'olini dot menayin. What about other kinds of tmeim? Tamalomar ish is there to extend it to all sorts of tumah. So therefore, the nefesh tachata v'achman alamali. Why does it say tamei la nefesh? Because that's not, that limitation isn't accurate. The answer is it's only an ish that has pesach sheni. The tzibur does not have pesach sheni. Ela avdi b'tuma. Avdi tzibur b'tuma b'tmei meit. That the tzibur does it b'tuma, but only with tmei meitim. Ashar tumot lo avdi. But the ones who have other sort of tumot don't participate. So he goes back to Rabbi Yochanan's first pasuk and says that's the source that we know that pesach is brought b'tuma if it's tumat tzibur. All right, now, let's remember that we just talked about Shiluach Tmeim, and we said three different things. Kol Tzarua, V'chol Zav, V'chol Tamei L'Nafesh. And as we're going to see, that brings us to three different machanot. We'll refer to them as Machane Shechina, which in the desert meant the Mishkan, and the Chatzer, the courtyard of the Mishkan. In Yerushalayim, that refers to the Azara. Then outside of that is Machane Leviyah, where the Levim camped, and that is in Yerushalayim, that is the Har HaBayit. And then there's Machane Yisrael, where everybody else lived, and that is in Yerushalayim, the corresponding place is Yerushalayim inside of the walls. Okay. Amar Rav Chista, Metzora Shenichnas Lifnim Mechitzato. A Metzora, we'll find out, goes outside of all three camps. He says if he comes in, inside of the camps, Patur, he has not violated the mechitza, meaning there's no culpability. Shenamar badad yeshev michutz lamachane moshavo. How do we know that he's outside? Because in describing the Metzora, it says he should go outside and be outside of the camp. Badad yeshev means levado yeshev. He has to be alone. Michutz lamachane moshavo, his place is outside of the camp. Hakatov nitkola aseh. The Torah gave him mitzvat aseh, which means if he ever violates the law, there's always an aseh to come back. As a law and nitak laseh, there's no makot. Eitavei, watch this challenge. Mitzorash nichas lefnim mechitzato. If Mitzorah comes in from his space, b'arba'im he gets makot. Zavin v'zavot shenichasu lefnim mechitzatan. A zav who's supposed to be outside of the machane leviyah. If he comes into the machane leviyah or further in, then b'arba'im they also get makot. Utmeimet mutar lekanes the machane leviyah. Utmeimet can be in there. V'lo utmeimet bilvad amru ela afilu meit atzmo. Even the mate himself could be the mate itself. Could be kept in the Machane Leviyah, that means Har HaBayit. What's the proof? Shenamar, Reikach Moshe, that's what Yosef Imo. When Moshe, in preparing to leave Mitzrayim, took Yosef's bones. That's a mate. What does Imo mean? He took it with him. B'mechitzato, he kept it with him the whole time in his district. And what was his district? His zone was Machane Leviyah. So you see that a mate, and then by extension a Tmei mate, can be in Machane Leviyah, is just banned from Machane Shechina, from the Mishkan. So the answer is Tanaihi. Whether there's makot for this or not is a machloka Tanaim, and Rav Chista is taking the lenient position. Tanya, badad yeshev, the vado yeshev, that we saw, shalo yutmein acharim yoshvinimo. Zavim and nidot, they don't get to go outside the camp and hang out with the Metzorah. The Metzorah's really got to be isolated. Yachol yu zavin utmei meitim mishtalchin the machane achat. I might think that tmei meit and zavin go to the same machane, meaning Metzorah is all the way out and the others are somewhere in the middle. Tamalomar v'le tamut machanehem. Machanehem in the plural. Liten machane lezeh, machane lezeh. Meaning, we already have a pasuk in Tazria that tells us that the Metzorah is all the way out, and now the other two, Tmei Meit and Zavim, have separate machanot. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's where Rabbi Yehuda reads the pasuk. Rishimon omer eino tzarich. I know that from elsewhere. Harei omer, vishalchu min machane kol tzarua, v'chol zav, v'chol tamei lanafesh. And he goes back to what we saw earlier. Yomar Tmei Meit V'al Yomar Tmei Zav. All the Torah had to do was say Tmei Meit. V'ani Yomar Tmei Meit Tim Yishtalchin Zavino Kol Shekein. If a Tmei Meit gets sent out, certainly a Zav who's more Chamur gets sent out. So Laman Amar Zav. The Tem Machane Shniyah. Why is Zav mentioned? Not because of what we saw earlier, because there are some occasions where Tmei Meit do stay in, but rather to tell you that Zav has a different Machane. V'yomar Zav V'al Yomar Metzora. So again, let it say Zav and Tmei Meit and not Mitzorah. V'rimar Zavim Mishtachim, Mitzorah and Kol Shekein, Mitzorah is the most severe Tumah. Certainly he'd be sent out. V'rimar Mitzorah, Tem Machane Shlishit, to give him a third Machane. So he's ignoring Badad Yishev, and he says it's all from this Pasuk. Shomer Badad Yeshev HaKatuv Nitkol Aseh. And so therefore, Rabbi Shimon is the one who says Badad Yeshev is not there to tell us where he's not there to tell us where he's supposed to be, but rather to make an Aseh, to therefore say that there's no Makot for leaving your Machaneh. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, says there are Makot for leaving the Machaneh. My Chumre de Zav Mitmemet. So now let's analyze why one would be more obvious than the other. Why would we think a Zav is more obvious of a more severe Tumah than a Tmemet? Shekain Tumah Yotzei Alav Migufo, because he has what's called Tumah Yotzei Migufo. The Tumah is leaving his body, as opposed to the fact that he had contact with the dead that's outside of him. Adrav Tmemet Chamor, you could say the opposite. Tmemet is more severe. Shekain Ta'un Hazosh Lishushvi. He needs to have the Paraduma sprinkled on him, the ashes of the Paraduma sprinkled on him, on the third and seventh day, or the water with the ashes. So Makra Tamei Vichol Tamei. It says Vichol Tamei Lanafesh. There are both Tamei Sheretz. Therefore, the Torah said Vichol Tamei to tell you even a Tamei Sheretz has to be sent out. V'zav Chamur Mitamei Sheretz. A Zav is certainly more severe than a Tamei Sheretz. So certainly, in any case, the Zav is more Chamur than that first category. Umay Chumrei. What's the Chumra of Zav? Kedamran. Zav is Tumay Yotzei Migufo. Tamei Sheretz is just a guy who touched a dead rodent. The other point is, though, that the sheretz, if you touch a dead sheretz by accident, you leaned on something and there was a dead sheretz there, you're still tamei, as opposed to zav. So Amri, so the answer they gave was, remember that a zav, unlike a zava, a zav is matame bonus. A zava is certainly matame bonus. A zav is also matame bonus. Ravuna. Riya rishona shel zav matame bonus. The first time a Zav has a Riyat Zav, even if it was Ba'ones, meaning because he ate something or drank something, that's Matame. The second one already, we will ask him those famous questions. My Chumah de Mitzorah Mizav, so why do we think the Mitzorah is more Chamur? Shkein Ta'un Priyo Frima V'Asur B'Tashmish HaMitah. Mitzorah has to tear his clothes, has to let his hair grow, can't have marital relations, he's very Chamur. But a Zav is more Chamur, because when he sits on something, everything underneath is Tameh. If he moves a klicheres or causes it to move, it's tamei tumat heset. So makran zav v'chol zav. Remember the pasuk said tsaruah v'chol zav v'chol tamei lanafish. What's v'chol zav there? There are both balkeri, even a balkeri, which in a sense is a more limited version of zav. Umetzorah chamur balkeri. Certainly, Mitzorah is more chamur than he is, because the balkeri doesn't have tumat mishkav moshav. Umay chumrei kadamran. The Chumrah is, as we said, of the Mitzorah, over the Zav. Adam Balkeri, Chamur. Balkeri is more Chamur. Shekein Metame B'mashu. Even the smallest a bit of Keri is Metame him. So Savala Kominatan, the Tanra, not to remember Mishmah Bishmah, Zav Tzorech Katachadima Piyama. That a Zav also has a shear. It's not a kol shu. Alright. Vela has no shear. Any amount is Metame, and therefore Balkeri is no more Chamur. Chachamim didn't agree. They said that Ziva really has a shear. Now, v'it kashtei balkeri lezav, and balkeri is compared to zav, so that puts balkeri back in this category, so Mitzorah is certainly more chamur. V'chol tsarua lamali, why does it say v'chol tsarua? V'shalchum in amachaneh, kol tsarua, v'chol zav, v'chol tamei lanafesh. Aydi dechtiv kol zav, ktiv nami kol tsarua. The Torah uses similar kind of parallel construction. The way we see in the Mishnah, the word kol appears there just as part of the rhythm. For Yehuda, so that's all Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, Shabakam Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, I made a good point, that this pasuk all points to separate machnaot, and therefore badad is there to make it an asay so that you don't get makot for violating your machitzah. Hahumi bai lechanatanya. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I need badar for something else. Rabbi Lezer, the machanot for something else. Rabbi Lezer may achol dachaku zavin mitzorein rechasu la'azarava pesach ha'babetuma. I might think that if zavin mitzorein, who are not allowed to come in, even for pesach ha'babetuma, if they push their way in, yachol yuchayavin, I might think that they violated mechitzot and tumat mikdash, tamud omar, vishachumin ha'machaneh kol tzorav chozav, v'chol tamei lanafesh. Why are all three listed? Only when all three are sent, or any of them sent. Which means, in the case of Pesach HaBa B'Tumah, when Tmei Meit are allowed in, Zavim Mitzorayin are not allowed in, but they aren't considered in violation if they come in. And that's why we need that Pasuk. So for Behuda used the other Pasuk, which left it as a straight lotase, and therefore you get makot, and that's the machloket. Rabbi Chista was taking Rabbi Shimon's position. Amar, zav, v'chol zav, v'chol zav, v'chol zav, so we said in the Braita that v'chol zav is there to extend the tuma, that status, to a Baal Keri. Masayla Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Mechilot lo nid kadshu. The tunnels underneath weren't kadosh. Baal Keri mishtalei achutz l'shtei machanot. So the Mechilot is not our particular issue. But Baal Keri is sent out of Tadu to machanot, just like a Zav. So you see Baal Keri parallel to a Zav. Meitave Baal Keri kemagasheretz. We have a brighter, actually Mishnah, that says a Baal Keri is parallel to somebody who touched sheretz. My love, the machanotam, doesn't that mean they go to the same camp, which is only the first camp out? Lo, the tumatam, meaning they have the same tuma, which is one day. The tumatam, hay tumat erev ktivbe. It says tumat erev, hay tumat erev ktivbe. They both have tumat erev. So I don't need him to teach me that. I love the machanotam. Must be that they go to the same camp, which is one camp out, not two. Lo, the olam, the tumatam. Really, it's back to our other answer, tumatam. Vakamashvalan, tbalkeri, kamagasheretz, meaning ma magasheretz matame ba'onesh. Just like magasheretz, as we said before, is tame, even if he touched the sheretz by accident. Balkeri matame ba'onesh. And then for, even if balkeri, for whatever reason, had a carry, he's still tame. Meitave, boel nida ki tme mate. And that same Mishnah said that a boel nida is like a tme mate. So lama, ilam tumatam, you didn't tell me for the same tuma. Hai tumat shivaktive, hai tumat shivaktive. They both say 7 days, and that's right in the Torah. El alav the machanotam, it must be for the machaneh, which means a boel nida goes outside of one camp, not two. But it's say for machanotam, avresha nami lo machanotam. So therefore, the first part of that Mishnah must also be for machanot, which means a baal keri only goes outside of one, and not two. So midi iria, who said? Hakarita vahakarita. Maybe the first part is for tumatam, and the second part is for machanotam. So meitavei mitzora chamur mizav, zav chamur mitmei meit. So we have in our system with the machanot, mitzora is more severe, zav is in the middle, and tmei meit is lightest. Yatsa balkeri tmei meit chamur mimenu, as opposed to a balkeri who is less severe than even a tmei meit. So ma yatsa, what do you mean yatsa? He's accepted. Lav yatsa michal zav valichal tmei meit. Doesn't it mean that he's somewhere between zav and he goes to a tmei meit, which means only one camp? After all, a tmei meit is more severe than a baal keri and still can be in machane levia. Certainly, a baal keri can. Lo yatsa machane tmei meit v'nechas l'machane zav. Yatsa means he, even though he's less severe than a tmei meit, he leaves the machane tmei meit and goes with the zavim. Even though tmei meit is more severe, why umutar machane levia, and nevertheless the tmei meit can be in the harabayit. Nonetheless, a baal keri is most similar in tuma, yotzei migufo, etc. Therefore, to a zav. Therefore, we compare him to a zav, and he goes to the same machane as a zav. Tanitana kam Rav Yitzchak bar Avudimi. Yatzal michutz l'machane. This Tana taught in front of Rav Yitzchak bar Avudimi. The pasuk in Dvarim that talks about leaving the machane if you're tamei. Zu machane shechina. That's a reference to the Mishkan. Lo yavrol tocha machaneh, so the second machaneh is mentioned, zu machaneh levia. You can't go to machaneh levia. And we're talking about a baal keri here. Mikan a baal keri, shiatza, chutz l'shtei machanot. So you see, a baal keri has to leave both machanot like a zav. Amar le, or Yitzchak Rav Dimi said to the Tana, akati lo le'alti apikte. What, he hasn't come in yet, you've already knocked him out? It says, leave the camp and they'll come into the camp. So le'ish nachrin, akati lo apikte alite. Or he said, you haven't yet thrown him out and you're bringing him back? Either way, the sequence is weird. Read it the opposite way, that the first mention of the machane is the second camp. That's the first camp, the inner camp. Maybe them both are machane shechina. Maybe it's saying, leave the camp and don't come in. There's an asay to leave and a lo tasay if you come in. It could have just said, leave the camp and don't come in. Hamachane l'amali. Why did it say don't come into the camp? Shmaminali tenu machane acheret. So you see that he has two camps, and this supports the idea that a baal keri really has to be outside of two camps, like a zav, even though he indeed may be less chamur even than even a tmei meit, who's allowed to be out in that second camp, which is machane levia or the har habayit in Yerushalayim. All right, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up with further analysis of Michui Krevav and the other things that are Doche Shabbat or not Doche Shabbat of the Pesach. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.